Hangout with Heather is brought to you by David Gilson Hair, Meraki Aesthetics, and Vita Fusion, because everyone deserves to look and feel their very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather. On Niche Radio. This is a Niche Radio podcast.
To hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday, first and foremost. I hope that your August month is going well and that you are into the swing of the second half of the year, would you believe? I can't believe it is going this quickly. And I'm looking forward to a chilled weekend. But if you want to chill or you don't want to chill, you want to be out, you want to do cool things, I have got your best lifestyle and entertainment news heading your way. Would you expect anything less? But before we get into all the good stuff that's going on in and around South Africa this weekend, ladies and gents, we have a stunning new Miss South Africa. Taking the 61st crown in the year of 2019 is 25-year-old PR graduate Zozibini Tunzi, who was crowned Miss South Africa 2019 at the iconic pageant, which was celebrated on Women's Day, which was last week Friday, at the Sun Arena in Times Square in Pretoria. Hailing from Tsolo in the Eastern Cape and now a resident in Cape Town, Zozibini is going to be receiving R1 million in cash, as well as a further R2 million worth of sponsorship and prizes, including a stunning luxury Santon apartment and a Mercedes-Benz Cabriolet to drive for the year of her reign. I love her. She has the most incredible attitude, the most beautiful smile and laugh, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Zozibini does during the year of her reign. Big shoes to fill, Tamarin Green shoes, Demi Lee Nell Peters shoes, big shoes to fill, but I've got no doubt that this 25-year-old stunner has got her head screwed on right and she is going to make the most of it. If you want to find out more about Zozibini and the Miss South Africa pageant, you can head on over to their website, misssa.co.za. If you want to win with Cadbury's and you'd also like to win some tickets to the Premier League football in the UK, then you need to make sure that you enter to win with Cadbury's. Cadbury's is excited to be partnering with the top level of the English Football League system, the Premier League, to offer loyal fans the experience of a lifetime. Their competition kicked off on the 1st of August and is going to end on the 30th of September, and consumers can stand a chance to win one of three grand prizes, each consisting of a trip for two to watch a Premier League game live in the UK. And you can also win loads of weekly prizes too. All you need to do is grab your favorite Cadbury chocolate bar. There's a number that you need to call. There's a unique code that you need to enter that's on the pack. And it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. You could be a lucky winner. To find out more, of course, you can head on over to cadbury.co.za, or of course, as usual, everything that I talk about on the show today is available on my website as well, heatherhook.com. So you can check that all out there. If you're down in Cape Town and you're looking for fun stuff to do, your Sunday's just leveled up in the Mother City. Chef Ryan Cole from Salsify at the Roundhouse is launching Salsify Sundays, and these look incredible. They're launching on the 25th of August. It is a set menu with wine and yummy food and like probably one of the best views in Cape Town. I'm so excited. So the Salsify Sunday lunch, I don't even live in Cape Town and I'm excited. The Salsify Sunday lunch offers a 5-course menu with or without a wine pairing, which features starters like a fire roasted pumpkin bread butter and a pumpkin seed crumb. There's a beef tartare and a Salsify fish fry, roast baby chicken. There's a beef fillet and of course desserts. You know I love my desserts, although I don't eat them that often. Dark chocolate souffle with a yogurt sorbet and of course Ryan's passion fruit Swiss roll, which apparently is absolutely incredible. So as I said, this launches Sunday 25th of August. The menu is priced at R695 per person for the lunch, with an additional R550 for the wine pairing option. Salsify at the Roundhouse is located on Roundhouse Road in Camps Bay. Bookings are available online and are highly recommended. Salsify.co.za. If I'm ever in Cape Town, I will be going to Salsify and you will see every single item of food and glass of wine that I drink, because it is that pretty. If you're looking for something fun to do, check out Opstal, which is a working farm that's located in Rawsonville, and they say that they sport the most stunning views in Cape Town. And looking at the pictures, I'm going to say that they are not far off. Tucked away in the corner of the beautiful Cape Winelands and known for all things Shannon, Orbisol Wine Estate is situated in the picturesque Slunghook Valley, close to the quaint town of Rawsonville. And they've now added a luxury accommodation experience to their already enviable suite of deliciously delightful offerings. Orbisol Stay features 5 contemporary and supremely comfortable freestanding units tastefully developed by the entire Lowe family who actually own the farm and their good friend Neil Bosch and many, many others. Orbisol was established in 1847 and they have literally kept it as a heritage site with its beautiful views. Literally, if you saw the water over the mist over the water and the mountains, it is absolutely stunning. I'm going to go and stay here. In fact, I'm going to go down to Cape Town for like 2 months and go visit and do fun things at all the awesome places that I talk about. Orbisol also features as a popular restaurant. They've got a very well-proportioned wine tasting as well as a stunning wedding venue. And the Slunghook Valley abounds with breathtaking views of vineyards, fynbos, and mountain. They've got some incredible offers on as well. R1,950 a night for a 4-sleeper. Loads to do. So check it out. Orbisol.co.za. If you love good food and you're up in Joburg, you will want to get to the Greek. Sol Souvlaki in Kregel Park is giving me life right now. I'm not going to lie. I went there last week and I got takeaways for myself and a friend, brought them home with a bottle of wine and had the most incredible Greek food of my life. Now, I love good food. It's what I do for a living. And who doesn't want to eat like leftovers the next morning? I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Sol Souvlaki is located on Jansmats Avenue in Craig Hall Park. And I was totally blown away by their incredible menu, their super friendly service, and their turnaround time. Like, it literally took them less than 10 minutes to get my order prepared and out to me. Drove home, it was still warm, it was absolutely incredible. So if you love great food and you love eating at home, they do have a couple of seats in the restaurant, but I would recommend eating at home. And you can get so many yummy things. Chicken skewers, halloumi, which comes with an Aegean slaw, tarama salata, and a pita bread. There's some mezze sides. I got some awesome olives, and I got some chili feta. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. So do yourself a favor and check out Sol Souvlaki if you love Greek food. They also have branches in Bedford View, Dower Glen, and in Parktown North. Craigle Park is located at Shepherd Market, which is at 339 Jansmuts Avenue. Their phone number 011-327-6143 and their website, of course, solsouvlaki.co.za. It was great. I really, really enjoyed that. I recently paid the absolutely stunning Brahman Hills on the KZN Midlands Meander a visit recently, and I am so delighted they have just announced a sumptuous new dining experience taking place on Sunday afternoons. So contained within the Agility Hub, which is a purpose-built venue for conferences and private functions, the Stables Restaurant has a very rustic Midlands farm look and feel. The views are incredible. And yeah, they've got a beautiful lawn out front. There's a large fire pit. And if you want to have like really good food, then this is the place to go. The menu launched last Sunday, the 11th of August, and it's going to be taking place every Sunday. There's a carvery buffet with chicken and one red meat with loads of sauces and a whole bunch of other yummy goodies. Only R295 per adult. And for every adult booked, kids under the age of 12 eat free. You also get a choice of a glass of white wine, red wine, fruit juice, or a draft on tap. And the Sunday lunch buffet table will be laden with mouth-watering selection of hot and cold dishes and desserts, and offers more than enough to satisfy even the most discerning and the most demanding of appetites. Make sure that you book to go through to Brahman Hills and enjoy their Sunday carvery. You can give them a call on 033-266-6965 to reserve your table, or you can visit their website, brahmanhills.co.za. I would go back just for that. I love this place. If you love cooking and you're based down in Cape Town, well, then you don't want to miss out. MasterChef Australia 2017 runner-up Ben Ungerman is back in Cape Town, and he's going to be hosting a dessert degustation masterclass on the 21st of August. That's this Wednesday coming. He is going to be, oh my goodness, I don't even know where to start. He's going to be making incredible, incredible things. Strawberry balsamic ice cream with goat's cheese and basil. You'll then get to learn how to make a layer Dutch spice cake and then a deconstructed carrot cake, as well as his first log with dark chocolate and truffles. Oh my goodness, this looks incredible. It is a 2-hour masterclass which will take place at the Capsicum Culinary Studio campus in Salt River from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. and that is on Wednesday, August the 21st. Tickets for the Ben Ungerman masterclass cost 580 Rand per person. This includes all your ingredients, as well as getting to sit down with Ben Ungerman and eat the meal that you prepared and chat to him and take loads of photos as well. Your tickets are now available on Quicket. Get booking. Dates to diarize. This is far in advance, I know, but I'm so excited I can't hold back from sharing. Ultra 2020, the biggest EDM dance festival in the world and in South Africa, which is back for their 7th edition in 2020, have just announced their dates. Woohoo! Cape Town, your location, your original location, the Ostrich Farm on February the 28th, and Joburg, again, our favorite venue, the Expo Center in Nasrec on February 29th. It's a leap year. You can ask people to propose, or you can ask people to propose, or you can propose to people next year. And utilizing the incredible location size and accessibility of the Expo Center, this is set to be an event not to be missed, whatever you do. It is powered by 5FM, and you can get your tickets on ultrasouthafrica.com/tickets. I am so excited, and I will see you there. Another awesome date to diarize, not so far away. It is almost time for the annual Special Olympics Polar Plunge, where you get to see your favorite celebs, like me, plunge into an icy swimming pool in support of the athletes of the Special Olympics. This is the 3rd edition of the Polar Plunge. It is taking place on Saturday, the 31st of August, with a target of 100 committed celebrities taking the plunge this year. Me and 99 others are going to be jumping into absolutely freezing water to raise funds for our incredible, incredible Special Olympics team. They did great things this year at the Special Olympics, and I'm looking forward to seeing what else they have got up their sleeve. So if you want to get involved and you want to support, or you want to come through and you want to watch, it's not only going to be me, Kim Jade's going to be there, Nicole Kappa is going to be there, Mark Fish, Casey Beyer, and loads more. If you want to find out more, or you want to sponsor your favorite celebrity, you can head on over to www.backerbuddy.co.za/champion/project/polar-plunge. Go to Backer Buddy and look for Polar Plunge. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be plunging into icy cold water, but I'm going to be supporting our incredible Special Olympics team, who I really take my hat off to. They are an incredible bunch of individuals who did so well for us recently overseas. So yes, come through, support, get engaged. I don't know, give money. Let's do great things. Last but not least, you know I love a good competition. I only have one competition running this week, but it is an epic one. Broadway's smash hit musical is set to rock the Teatro at Monte Cassino for the first time from 26th of September until the 20th of October. That is, of course, you guessed it, Rock of Ages. This is an iconic musical which features 28 nostalgic rock anthems, including the music of Pat Benatar, Styx, Twisted Sister, Poison, Foreigner, REO Speedwagon, and many, many, many more. I'm so excited. I have got a set of tickets valued at 600 Rand to give away to one lucky listener to join me on the 29th of September, opening night at 6 p.m. All you have to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the Rock of Ages competition, and all you need to do is comment below the post with the name of your favorite Rock of Ages song, and it could be you. That's it. Easy peasy, right? I look forward to seeing you at some of the upcoming events. If you follow me on social media, do make sure to engage. I am on Facebook, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Twitter as well, Heather L. Hook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And of course, my website. Everything that I've spoken about today is available on the website, heatherhook.com. I will be back with you again next week. Have a great and safe weekend ahead, and I'll chat to you super soon. Have a good one. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.